Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, June 18th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell sharply, capping the Dow Jones Industrial's worst week since October. The Dow fell 533 points, or more than 1.5%, to close at 33,290. The Nasdaq Composite lost 130 points. The S&P 500 dropped 55. For the week, the Dow lost nearly 3.5%. The S&P dropped 1.9%, and the Nasdaq fell 0.3%. Markets have been under pressure since Fed policymakers signaled Wednesday that they expect to raise interest rates by late 2023, sooner than they'd previously anticipated. The selling picked up today after Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis Chief James Bullard said he expects the first rate increase even sooner, in late 2022. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors fell today, with energy, financials, and utilities off more than 2%. Consumer staples, materials, and real estate were down 1.5% or more. The VIX, Wall Street's fear gauge measuring volatility, climbed to its highest level in weeks. And lumber prices, which soared earlier in the pandemic, fell 0.8% today. Prices were down about 15% this week. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.